Well, thanks for tuning in. And as we mentioned, we are focusing on several candidates coming up for the November election. Today, we're focusing on the race for Lompoc mayor. So there's actually three people running, and that includes the current mayor. But joining me on the phone this morning is one of the challengers in this race, James or Jim Mosby, here is with us. And welcome to the program. Do you prefer James or Jim? I'm sorry.
Either way.
All right. Well, we'll keep it James, I guess, for now. But before we talk about some of the important issues, Mr. Mosby, if you could tell us a little bit more about yourself, a little bit of background.
Well, I'm a born and raised in the Lompoc Valley here. I did spend some time away at UC Davis where I got a degree in biology. And I've come back and established several businesses in the area. And they kind of semi-retired for a few years now.
All right. And you were on the Lompoc City Council before, correct?
That's correct. I did 6 years here, ended 4 years ago.
All righty. And is there a main reason why you got involved in the mayor's race again in Lompoc?
Well, if you just look around, I know Santa Maria has its issues too, but, Lompoc is just getting out of control with the urban camping, as we should call it, and the crime components and these new utility rates that they've just stuck to the people are just going to be devastating to this local economy.
In fact, I wanted to go over some of the focal points of your campaign, and maybe we can talk about these sort of individually. Number one is the utility rate. So what's happening with the rates there in Lompoc, Jim?
Well, in their infinite wisdom, they raised the electric rates 55% here recently. A lot of people on fixed income, it's, they're going to have to figure out whether they're going to eat or turn on their light. They raised the solid waste trash rates 60%. And, of course, they're planning on raising the water and the sewer rates, and This just can't happen. It's going to devastate Lompoc's fragile economy.
Was there a reason given as to why the rates went up?
Oh, let's just say they cooked the books to some level. They went and said they didn't have any money in their reserve fund in their electric account, but they had $15 million they'd stashed in one of their electric reserve funds. And it was predicated on $71 million worth of new projects and maybe some new employees, but they weren't sure what the projects were. But they were just going to spend some money, so raise the rates.
Right. Now, if you were elected mayor, what would you do about the utility rates? Where would you find the additional revenue?
Well, we just need to revisit it. We need to stop taking the money from them. They have several things that they do. As an example, an electric account, they take a $2 million a year franchise fee. Maybe we should question whether we do that. Currently, the general fund owes the electric utility $3.5 million in a loan. Maybe we could repay that back. And several other deals that are going on that are just quite questionable whether they should be using these utility accounts as private piggy banks.
All right. Jim, wanted to go on to another focal point, and that is streets there in Lompoc. What's happening with streets that you can tell us?
Well, about 20 years ago, when budget times were tough, they cut one of the main street crews. Well, they never brought them back. I think we need to revisit that. And it's over 100 miles of streets in this town, and you got one crew that's out there trying to patch them, and they're so far behind. And we need to bring that. I believe that we can do this. Bring the second street crew back, and it's gonna be a while to get caught up. But maybe we can get back to work and help some of these potholes that are out there.
Sure. Is there money in the budget for this, or would we have to find revenue from somewhere?
Oh, there is money there. There's money. You have SB1 has been coming down. We can maybe redirect some of the money. We actually use money that we should be patching the streets with. We used to trim trees, about $400,000 or $500,000 a year. So they redirected the money to trim trees instead of patching holes in the streets. And that's some of the Measure A money. So we can redirect it back where it probably should be going anyways.
All right. I'm sure a lot of people are probably complaining about potholes and street conditions there in Lompoc. So that's a little tough right now, I would imagine. So, all right. And then you've got another focal point here, Jim, and this is solving homelessness. So, what's happening with the homeless population there in Lompoc?
Well, I'm looking at the homeless crisis that's out there. You're not going to solve homelessness, but the crisis that we have here, what's going on in our riverbed. I know Santa Maria has a riverbed that's kind of wild, but ours is really wild. And there's a lot of bodies being found down there. There's a lot of murder, death, kill going on, and it's just scary when you watch the zombies crawl out of the riverbed and set up camps inside town. People are generally afraid to get out of their cars and go shopping in this town. In fact, right now I'm in a parking lot watching a couple right now. So I'm proposing putting together a three-member crisis team to try to through the police department and try to let's just say go after the top 100 list that's going on right now in this town.
Sure. And have conditions improved in the riverbed at all, or is that still a major issue there for the homeless?
So when I was on council, we spent $800,000 cleaning the riverbed, and I would say now it's probably worse than it was before. There's people down there that have built two-story houses down in the riverbed, tunnels and caves and the whole like. There's rumor of a woman that's being prostituted out of a cage in one of the down in the riverbed right now. Again, rumor, but it got verified by several people who allegedly saw this. But it's the wild, 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 wild west down in the riverbed right now. Scary.
Yeah, we're speaking to James Mosby, or Jim Mosby. Don't forget to get out and vote. Those ballots should be in mailboxes coming up here, I would imagine, in the next couple of days. So this is the race for mayor, and Jim is one of the candidates, one of the three that are running. So another focal point in this, you know, as we're talking about homelessness, is the need for new housing in Lompoc. So, you know, Jim, if you're elected mayor, how would you see about making sure this happens?
Well, one of the things we need to do is straighten out the housing plan that was submitted to the state. They're on the third attempt to get this approved. It's a failed plan that they keep putting forward. About half the houses that anticipate to build won't be built. They plan on tearing down churches, restaurants, even the Elks Lodge parking lot to build housing. I don't think the Elks Lodge wants to give up their parking lot to build housing. But it goes on and on with the properties that just won't be built on. Converting commercial property to residential, and that doesn't work. If you build the houses, where the people going to get a job? So this housing plan they put forward is just crazy. Then I think we need to readdress LAFCO and the county and their denial to allowing us to annex land that's been on the books for 60 years to be annexed, and maybe get a little more aggressive with them and get this land annexed so we can build more housing for this town.
Sure. Is there a number that you're hearing, like how many units we need to build in Lompoc?
Well, the county has said our number's about 2,400 units.
Hmm.
So you can see half of those. And if you went by and looked at all the sites, it's ridiculous what they plan on doing on half these sites. Again, probably you got the Grange Hall, eliminate the Grange Hall and build housing, the Half Century Club. There's three gas station sites. In the old days, you couldn't get a loan to build on an old gas station site to build housing. I don't know how that's going to happen, but they want to put a thing that's 21 units right on the corner of H and Ocean on top of an old gas station site. Don't see that happening.
All right, but you think better planning is needed when it comes to new housing?
Oh, yeah, that's been the problem all along for at least 30 years. You can't speak infill and want somebody to tear down a multi-million-dollar property to go buy housing. Is somebody sitting in their single-family residence, what's the odds of them wanting to tear down their house and build a triplex?
Yeah.
Slim to none.
All right.
It might happen someday, but it's not logically that it's going to happen in the next 5 or 6 years. And this plan says you have to be feasible in the next 7 years to be built on. And they know it's a fraudulent plan they keep filing. And the people in town suffer for this because they keep filing a plan that's just not realistic.
All right. James Mosby is running for mayor of Lompoc, and I've got one more focal point, and this is reducing crime. So what's happening with crime in Lompoc, and, you know, if elected mayor, how do we reduce that?
Well, again, bringing back that three-member crisis team would be a large part about that, eliminating the urban camping that's going on and step up with the shoplifting that's been just out of control and the open-air drug use, open-air public urination and defecation that's going on. This team would be out there and take care of business and make our streets safe again.
Sure. And is public safety adequately funded there in Lompoc, or do we need some change there?
Well, it all depends on who you ask. You know, people always want more money.
Yeah.
The 6 years while I was on the council, we had super funded, and they actually returned $3.5 million the 6 years I was on the council. They always want more money, but I do believe it needs to be a priority for that. Everybody's limited on funds that they have, but you got to make sure that you, when you weigh it out, that the police department is considered the first priority.
All right. And Jim, I've got a little bit of time left, maybe about 45 seconds. Why should people elect you mayor of Lompoc?
Well, those people who have seen me in action know I'm the guy who knows how to get things done. Talk is cheap, and you hear a lot of that with most politicians. I don't have any problem getting it done, and sometimes it is tough. It's to make the hard decision. They do have extra money in their accounts, and lately they've been passing it out like raises, like trick-or-treat candy. As I've said before, you had one gentleman down at City Hall got a $70,000 bump in one step. Things like that can't be done. It's one way they can buy friendship. I'm not the guy that's going to be bought. I'm not going to be out there trying to buy friendship. I'm going to try to fix our town. And people know me. They know that I'm the guy who can do this.
All right. And real quick, Jim, is there a website people would go to find out more about your campaign?
Yes, MosbyForMayor2024.com. Okay. And it's Mosby, for, F-O-R, Mayor2024.com.
All right. We've been speaking to Jim Mosby. He's running for mayor of Lompoc, and make sure you get out and vote those ballots in the mailbox coming up here soon. Jim, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you much.